This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to a new study by Colorado State researchers, natural gas gathering stations release 20% more methane into the atmosphere than previously estimated by EPA, drastically impacting climate change. Sending 50,000 text messages costs $500, and political campaigns are making them a huge device for 2016. In 2014, the U.S. Forest Service issued 1,126 shooting warnings and citations, about 300 more than 10 years ago. More than a quarter of the cases were in Colorado. Community health centers have become the largest primary care system in the USA, serving 23 million patients in 9,000 locations and saving $24 billion annually through timely treatment and preventive care. Carpenter's making Pope Francis chair for his visit to New York City were selected from two immigrant worker centers in Port Chester and Yonkers. Private equity managers for endowments received more money from the endowments than students did at Yale, Harvard, the University of Texas, Princeton, and Stanford. SEIU's battle to organize McDonald's has gone overseas. The European Commission has begun looking into accusations leveled by a coalition of European and American unions and anti-poverty activists that McDonald's avoided over 1 billion euros in taxes in Europe between 2009 and 2013 by funneling royalties to a Luxembourg-based subsidiary. A trade union federation in Brazil is also asking the country's federal prosecutor to investigate that country's McDonald's franchisee for engaging in a series of irregular activities. The district attorneys of Los Angeles and San Francisco filed a 62-page amended complaint to an earlier civil suit that background checks used by Uber failed to uncover the criminal records of 25 drivers in the two cities, claiming that Uber has continually misled consumers about the methods that it uses to screen drivers. Bank of New York Mellon agreed to pay almost $15 million to settle civil charges that it violated foreign bribery laws by giving internships to relatives of officials from a Middle Eastern sovereign wealth fund. JPMorgan Chase is close to settling to pay $150 million for having steered private banking clients into its own products. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.